New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams imposing 11 p.m. curfew on illegal aliens. By Warner Todd Houston on January 16, 2024. New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams is considering the idea of setting a curfew for illegal aliens in state-run housing after rising crime and worrisome safety issues exploded around migrant shelters, setting legal residents on edge. Adams' popularity has taken a steep nosedive recently, and he has been rapidly throwing ideas against the political wall, hoping it will bring voters back to his side after taking so much heat for his policies coddling illegal aliens. If this latest trial balloon becomes citywide policy, illegal border crossers and state shelters would be required to be in their rooms by 11 p.m. each evening, according to the New York Post. They will also be required to stay in their rooms until 6 a.m. barring emergency situations. Shelter participants who violate the rule three times in a month could face expulsion, although exceptions can be made for those with work or school obligations or who have appointments during those hours. Adams announced that the city will try the policy out at a small number of shelters across the city. According to the Post, local residents around one shelter began complaining when illegal immigrants started going door-to-door begging for food and clothing around New York's Floyd Bennett Field, where hundreds of illegals were being housed. Resident David Fitzgerald, for one, called the loitering and begging migrants an invasion. "There's definitely an invasion of immigrants from Floyd Bennett Field in our neighborhood, and I see them sitting outside stores, outside the mall, and going around to all the houses in the neighborhood, knocking on the door looking for money," Fitzgerald said. "I certainly sympathize with their situation, but to have people knocking at your door looking for food that don't speak English, it's annoying. I don't like it. We have never had this before, ever," Fitzgerald added. City officials said last week that Adams was considering curfews to keep migrants from wandering the neighborhoods at all hours of the night. Molly Schaefer, the mayor's director of asylum seeker operations, admitted on January 11 that curfews are something the Adams administration was looking into. The issue was apparently raised by Queens Councilwoman Joanne Arriola, who noted that she raised the issue because homeless people have curfews at other Big Apple shelters. "If it's good enough for homeless New Yorkers, it's good enough for migrants," Arriola insisted. According to Viral News NYC, the Big Apple's regular homeless Americans have been pushed aside as city and civilian services rush to cater to illegal aliens. One poster reportedly said that years ago he started off feeding the homeless but is now feeding migrants due to the massive influx of migrants. He said that since then, a lot of the regular homeless people have stopped coming because of the long line. The Post added in a report in March that up to that point, NYC had spent $10 billion in tax dollars to provide free housing, free food, education, clothing, health care, and legal services to migrants. It was also estimated that the influx of Joe Biden's illegal aliens was costing the city $5 million every day. The expenditures spurred Adams to propose deep and painful budget cuts in city services, libraries, the police, and other departments so that more money could be redirected to the migrant crisis. But as December kicked off, Adams' approval rating had reached its lowest level yet as the migrant crisis deepened and Adams continued to pay homage to the city's sanctuary city policies. Adams is desperate for a win, especially on the migrant issue. Whether a curfew will fit the bill is yet to be seen. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston. This article has been edited to correct Eric Adams' position as New York City's mayor rather than a governor.